Well, it does change every single year, and Rabbi Londa is going to explain that to us in just a minute. But Hanukkah just so happens to be landing the same time as Christmas this year. Rabbi Londa, I could tell you right now, the Sheketoff family, we are all over the place because we've got Christmas, we've got Hanukkah this week. Happy Hanukkah, my friend. So glad to have you in studio.
Happy Hanukkah to you. It's great to be back.
I'm so glad to have you here. Yes, well, thank you for especially coming in studio. I know how busy it is. There's so much going on. First of all, for people who are not familiar with what, in my opinion, is one of the most beautiful holidays, one of the most beautiful traditions, whether you are Jewish or not, to celebrate. Tell people what Hanukkah is all about.
Yeah, sure. So Hanukkah commemorates a pivotal moment in Jewish history. Going back to the year 165 BCE, there was a small group called the Maccabees. They successfully rebelled against the Assyrian Greek oppression at the time. At the time, the Syrian Greeks ruled the land of Israel. They wouldn't permit the Jews who were living there to worship freely. Again, the small group of farmers called the Maccabees, they fought back. They went back into Jerusalem, back to the Holy Temple, and they rededicated it. They cleaned it up. When they arrived there, one of the central parts of the temple service was to light a 7-branch candelabra called the menorah. And it took special oil to be able to light this, and they could only find one small jug of undefiled oil. They took it was enough to light for one day, and miraculously it lasted for 8 days. And
yeah.
So every year we commemorate that miracle. The central theme of Hanukkah is light over darkness, is the ability to stand up against oppression, not to be afraid, just do what we have to do, and that's what we celebrate each year. So all types of fun stuff. You're welcome to ask away.
We love Hanukkah in our house. Oh, my goodness. From the latkes to the dreidel spinning. You know, certainly from my six-year-old's point of view, the 8 days of presents, that he just loves that. But I just think, again, lightness over darkness, I think that is a theme that will hold up the test of time. And I think it's something that everyone, regardless of your religious background, political background, we can always use lightness over darkness. I think that's what I love, honestly, the most about Hanukkah, is just that symbol is something that we could use not just for the holiday season, but throughout the year. So I that is what I love about Hanukkah the most. Here's a question that I get a lot, though, and I always mess this up. This is where I'm like, tune in, because Rabbi Londa will explain it. Why does Hanukkah change the dates every year? So this year, it's literally smack dab in the middle of this week. It's the same time as Christmas, but sometimes it'll be in the beginning of December. It varies year to year.
Perfect. So the secular calendar runs according to the solar cycle, and the Jewish calendar runs according to the lunar cycle. And a lunar year, 12 lunar months, are 355 days instead of 365.
There
so you
go.
Have 10 years that'll fall back, and then on average, every third year, we'll add an extra month, which will catch us back up. So we meet back up with the solar cycle. So this year is probably about as late as Hanukkah will come on the secular calendar. I remember a bunch of years ago, it actually came on Thanksgiving. Was
yes.
The first night of Hanukkah.
I remember that too. That was wild.
Yes.
That was wild. I mean, but like I said, I think that there's something really neat about it. Obviously, there's a reason for why the date changes. But I think there's something, because I remember that year that it landed on Thanksgiving, because you and I talked about it, I believe, then on the air. And I was saying that there's something really poetic about that, because it's a time of being thankful and grateful, and it may not be seen as a religious time, Thanksgiving, but having Hanukkah kind of be like, hey, I'm here too, to me, again, lightness over darkness, it's just a message that I think is good 365 days a year.
Absolutely. I mean, that's when we talk about Hanukkah, I always say it's about lighting for the 8 nights and then taking that light and spreading it throughout the year.
Amen.
And it really is it's a message of religious liberty. Of allowing, you know, each of us can worship how we feel appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what Hanukkah represents. And, you know, we try to take the light of Hanukkah and bring it out into the public sphere. Traditionally, the menorahs are lit near the window to bring that light outside. We light it just as night falls, as it starts to get dark. And we say that darkness represents a spiritual darkness as well. What do we do in response to darkness? We bring out the light.
Mm-hmm.
And that little bit of light can dispel a lot of darkness.
And the first night, technically, of Hanukkah is the 25th.
That's right. It's tomorrow night.
Tomorrow evening
is the first night of Hanukkah, and there are 8 nights. And then in the Jewish calendar, the day begins at night. So that's how we start off the day of Hanukkah in the evening before. We light the menorah, and that goes for eight nights, and then 8 days following it.
So I touched on a couple of the traditions that come with the holiday of Hanukkah. But Rabbi Landa, you know, in your point of view, what are some of the key takeaways? What are some of the key, I'd say, traditions that come with Hanukkah?
All right. So the central component of Hanukkah is really the menorah.
Sure.
It's lighting, kindling those candles, the 8-branch. Each night we add one additional candle. So we start off with one candle the first night, two the second, until the last night. All 8 are shining brightly.
And you let the candle burn all the way to the bottom, right?
That's
you don't blow them out, Chase. You don't do that. We're going to try again this year and see if we can be successful. But you let them burn until they get
ideally
to the bottom.
Sure.
Okay.
So we want to keep those lights burning as long as possible.
Yeah.
And then we have others. So that's the central part of the Hanukkah celebration. It's about spreading the miracle. Again, spreading that light. And in addition to that, we also have some other fun stuff. So as you mentioned before, we have the latkes.
Love the latkes.
We eat food that are fried in oil because it's so wonderfully healthy. And more importantly, because to celebrate the light of the oil lasting for 8 days.
Right.
So here in America, most Ashkenazic communities, Jews come from Eastern Europe, will eat latkes, potatoes, pancakes that are fried in oil. In many Sephardics, those are like, you know, Jews who come from African heritage. Or in Israel, they'll eat something called sufganiyot, which are Hanukkah donuts. They're also fried in oil.
Yes. You've brought me those before, actually, because I had never had them until you introduced me. Yes, yeah.
And you survived, so that's a great thing.
Oh, survived. I craved them after that. That was the problem, Rabbi Landa. You can't be doing
there
stuff
you go.
Like that. It's very, very good. Yeah. And what about dreidel? Got to talk about dreidel.
Just going to get there. Okay.
Got to talk about dreidel because it's probably one of my favorite things, too.
So, again, during the period of time that of the Hanukkah story, religious celebration of Judaism was prohibited. And that included studying the Torah and teaching children. And so the Jewish children would go off into the caves, the caves in the Judean hills, and they would study their Torah there. But if they were caught, they needed to have a backup plan. And so they would take these little spinning tops and they would pretend like they were just playing a game there. They would hide their scrolls and take out the tops. And so we'd play a game called dreidel. It's a four-sided spinning top. Each side has a Hebrew letter on it, Nun Gimel Heshin. They represent the words Nes Gadol Hayasham, which is that a great miracle happened there. And depending on which side of the dreidel, either you get all the coins that are in the middle.
Gimel.
You get Gimel. Half is hay.
Hay.
Nun is nothing.
And shin is you give half.
And shin is you give one.
Yes.
Yeah, we're never going to give half away.
Well, the sheks are hardcore, let me tell you. When there's 7 sheks sitting around the table, let me tell you, they're like, we got to end this game real fast. So, yeah, we give half.
Yeah.
We're crazy.
And,
but, yes.
So some people play with, you know, real coins, pennies, quarters, however you want to do it. Or we have the chocolate gelt. And
that's
always a lot of fun.
I love the chocolate gelt.
Yeah, so we're actually going to be having, I don't know if I had mentioned this earlier, but this Thursday we're going to be doing a menorah lighting, a Hanukkah celebration at the Sherman Green.
And this is the first time Fairfield has this massive menorah in Fairfield, correct?
So Fairfield just put up, the town just put up a menorah in front of the town hall.
Which in front of the town hall.
Terrific.
Okay, yes.
But we've been doing this lighting, just put up the menorah for the evening and then take it down afterwards. We've been doing this for, this will be our 17th
Amazing.
Hanukkah doing this.
I love
Always
it.
Always a lot of fun.
And that's Thursday, you said.
It's going to be Thursday at 4:30. And I was talking about gelt. That's how I got to here, because the Fairfield Fire Department has actually come. They help us with our gelt toss.
Oh, that's awesome.
We have Judah the Maccabee climb on up and toss down some of those chocolate coins.
That's
so it's
amazing.
A lot of fun. All types of giveaways. So we're really excited about that. It'll be a lot of fun. Everyone's invited. Anyone can come and join.
And I suggest you do. I truly believe that Hanukkah is really one of the holidays of the year that really everyone can participate in. And the message of it and the purpose of it, I think, is something that should resonate with every single person, regardless of your religious beliefs, your background, your politics, whatever. I just think Hanukkah is something, for me, that is just personally something so beautiful that everyone can relate to and get involved with. So that is happening on Thursday. If people want any more information or want to know what's going on with Chabad of Fairfield, for example, any suggestions?
Yeah, sure. You can go to the website, jewishfairfield.org. We've got it all through. We've got some other exciting Hanukkah activities as well. And always free to reach out if you have any questions or want to connect. Always would love that. Yeah, but Hanukkah, like you said, it's for everybody. It's about expressing our pride and our joy and our ability. You know, we're blessed here in this country to be able to practice our beliefs freely mm-hmm. and openly and proudly. And that's something which we should never take for granted. And we definitely celebrate as Hanukkah comes along.
I love that. Rabbi Landa, thank you so much. I hope you and your family have a beautiful Hanukkah. And I look forward to seeing you in the new year.
Okay. Thank you very much for having me. And a happy Hanukkah to you, your family, and of course, to all your listeners as well. It's great to be here.
Thank you, Rabbi Landa. I appreciate you.